May 8, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. God has had enough. Opening prayer. Loving Lord, thank you for the power of your word that can change lives. Thank you for that power that brought me to faith in you. Please use it to continue transforming me. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 2 through 23. Jehoahaz, king of Judah. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. The king of Egypt dethroned him in Jerusalem and imposed on Judah a levy of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt made Eliakim, a brother of Jehoahaz, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed Eliakim's name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took Eliakim's brother Jehoahaz and carried him off to Egypt. Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked him and bound him with bronze shackles to take him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also took to Babylon articles from the temple of the Lord and put them in his temple there. The other events of Jehoiakim's reign, the detestable things he did, and all that was found against him, are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. Jehoiachin, king of Judah. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. In the spring, King Nebuchadnezzar sent for him and brought him to Babylon, together with articles of value from the temple of the Lord, and he made Jehoiachin's uncle, Zedekiah, king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah, king of Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart, and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leaders of the priests and the people became more and more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Fall of Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers, despite his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. He brought up against them the king of the Babylonians, who killed their young men with the sword in the sanctuary, and did not spare young men or young women, the elderly or the infirm. God gave them all into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. He carried to Babylon all the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the Lord's temple, and the treasures of the king and his officials. They set fire to God's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burned all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant who escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and his successors until the kingdom of Persia came to power. The land enjoyed its Sabbath rests. All the time of its desolation it rested, until the 70 years were completed in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and also to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says: "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up, and may the Lord their God be with them." Reflect. Long-suffering God, please teach us not to try your patience. Here we have summaries of the tragic reigns of the last four kings of the southern kingdom of Judah. Each one is a sad example of the consequences of rebellion, not merely against human overlords, but against the Lord God Almighty himself. The prophet Jeremiah provides us with disconcerting details of these final days. First, God sent his messengers to his erring people, not once or twice, but again and again. What was their response? In some of our top universities in the so-called Christian Western world today, scholars who dare to claim that the world was created by God receive a similar response, or worse. What does this say about the countdown to the end for us, too? God made it clear that it was on account of the sins of the Canaanites that he was driving them out before the children of Israel at the time of the Exodus. He also gave them fair warning that, should his chosen people sin in the same way, they too would be driven out in the same manner. Now, God had had his fill, and the time of reckoning had come. The country was ravaged, and its people were deported into ignominious exile. Whatever remained of the vaunted treasures which King Hezekiah was showing off was shipped off to Babylon, along with his successor, in fetters. Thankfully, that is not the end of the story. The grace of God, utterly beyond comprehension, did not give up on his people. Some 70 years later, God sent another messenger with a different type of message. King Cyrus of Persia restored them to their homeland. Apply. Read Romans chapter 5, verse 8, and turn it to praise. Closing prayer. Father, I confess there have been times when I have neglected your will for me. Thank you for never tiring of offering me forgiveness and helping me to turn from sin and bring you glory.